It's close to dinner time in Biskistan. Ghosty, the genius, is making a breakthrough.
Ha ha ha! Yes! Yes! It's completed! My life's work! With this potion, I shall be able to make biscuits bigger. Now, let's see if it works. Ha ha ha! It works! Hours of time spent on perfecting the marvelous invention, and it's all thanks to my genius, with the help of Allah, of course, who inspired me to be a genius. With this potion, I shall be able to stop world hunger. With the help of Allah, of course, I shall be able to put an end to war. With the help of Allah, of course, and most importantly, make biscuits bigger. Okay, little brother. I'm coming!
Ah! Dude! What in the name of a Samawati will have this at?
Nana told me it's her cat.
Dude! Does that thing look like a cat to you?
Hello, little brother. What's for dinner? Oh! What is that?
It's Nana's pet. I'm looking after it for her.
Dude! Get it off the dinner table. It looks diseased.
Don't be mean.
Okay, let's just step back and analyze this one step at a time. First of all, where did you get this thing?
Well, I went to say salam to Nana and...
I'm going to pilgrimage. Look after my cat until I get back.
Okay. I have to look after it until Nana gets back. I think it's called a biscarantula.
Dude, it's disgusting.
Please get rid of it.
Leave it alone. Uncle Saffron said...
The Holy Prophet once said, may the curse of Allah be on the one who treats an animal harshly.
He's right. Let's not be cruel. Cherry, please kill it quickly and painlessly.
No!
What?
Uncle Saffron told me...
You should never kill any creature for no reason. The Holy Prophet once said, whoever kills a sparrow in vain, it will cry out to Allah against him on the day of resurrection, saying, oh my Lord, so and so killed me in vain and did not kill me for any useful purpose.
Well, this ain't no sparrow. This is a disgusting biscarantula.
No, Allah made everything for a purpose.
I think some things were intended for us to squish them, little brother.
No, please. I remember Uncle Saffron said.
The Holy Prophet once said, do not hit animals on their faces, for verily they praise and glorify Allah.
Are you telling me this face glorifies Allah?
I think a biscarantula might be an exception, little brother.
Please, please, no, kill him.
Okay, fine. Just put it aside and don't let me see it. It's making my skin crawl.
But it's thirsty.
I don't care.
But Uncle Saffron said...
If Allah ever puts you in charge of an animal, make sure you look after it. Otherwise, you will be punished. Imam Sadiq said, verily, a woman was chastised, punished, for the fact that she tied up a cat and left it till it died of thirst.
Dude, this is not a cat.
It doesn't matter. Uncle Saffron told me.
The prophet said, no animal, including a bird or any other kind, is killed unjustly except that it will raise a complaint against him, the killer, on the day of resurrection.
So you see, if it doesn't matter what kind of animal it is, you can't treat it unjustly. If you harm little Marmaduke, he will complain against you on the Day of Judgment.
Marmaduke?
Great! Now you've named him. That's emotional attachment right there. Fine, give him food and water and just take him away. Put him somewhere far away and out of sight.
No!
What now?
Uncle Saffron said.
Hey, I don't have anything more. Can you please stop bothering me for every little thing?
Fine, I'll put him away.
And hurry up! Dinner's getting cold and I'm starving.
I know it's dark, Marmaduke. I know it's scary, but don't be scared. I'll be right back to check on you soon, okay?
Oh dear, looks like Ghosty's potion is starting to take effect. Marmaduke, the Biscarantula, is growing fast. Whatever will happen next? Find out next time on Biscuit Tunes!
What in the name of a Samawati will have this at?